This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine leaders are seeking to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia is not imminent. Those comments came even as they acknowledged the threat is real and received a shipment of American military equipment to shore up their defenses. Russia denies it's planning an assault, but it has massed an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine in recent weeks, leading the United States and its NATO allies to rush to prepare for a possible war. Several rounds of high-stakes diplomacy have failed to yield any breakthroughs. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked if he's decided whether to deploy the 8,500 U.S. troops who've been put on heightened alert.
What would lead to that is what's going to happen, what Putin does or doesn't do. And I may be moving some of those troops in the nearer term just because it takes time.
Biden added that an attack would be the largest invasion since World War II. An attack on the computer systems of Canada's Global Affairs Department last week has kept at least some diplomats without access to some online functions, according to the government's Treasury Board. The board said Tuesday that access to a very limited number of internet-based services remained restricted as part of the mitigation measures. It didn't say who was behind the January 19th attack or give details of what occurred. The incident came a day before the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity urged companies to bolster protections against the potential for Russian-backed attacks amid escalating tensions over a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. More VOANews.com. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 booster drive in the United States is losing steam. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The CDC says just 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose, and the average number of booster shots given per day has dropped from a peak of 1 million in early December to about 490,000 as of last week. Also, a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center of Public Affairs Research found that Americans are more likely to see the initial vaccinations rather than a booster as essential. Overall, the U.S. vaccine campaign has been sluggish more than 13 months after it started. Just 63% of Americans are fully vaccinated with the initial round of shots. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pfizer and BioNTech have begun studying a COVID-19 vaccine tweaked to match the Omicron variant in healthy adults. COVID-19 vaccine makers have been updating their shots in case global health authorities decide a change is needed. The study announced Tuesday will include more than 1,400 volunteers ages 18 to 55. Most already are vaccinated and will get boosters of the Omicron-based vaccine or the original version. Some unvaccinated volunteers will get these Omicron-based doses. The original vaccines still offer good protection against severe illness and death. The U.S. government is warning a computer chip shortage could shut down factories. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The Commerce Department says companies that use semiconductors are down to less than 5 days of inventory, a sharp drop from 40 days in 2019. Chips used to produce automobiles and medical devices are especially scarce. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the supply chain for semiconductors remains fragile. The Biden administration is calling on Congress to pass stalled legislation that would provide $52 billion for domestic semiconductor production. Chip shortages have disrupted car production during the pandemic, raising prices. Still, it would take years for semiconductor factories to begin operation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Biden administration has approved a massive $2.5 billion arms sale to Egypt despite ongoing concerns over human rights. The sale was announced Tuesday, just hours after the congressional Democrats urged the administration not to release a much smaller package of military assistance that had been put on hold last year pending the Egyptian government meeting rights-related conditions. Again, the State Department said the sale was unrelated to $130 million in foreign financing that was frozen in September. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.